something that has been brought to my attention for a number of months now since the barriers and all was set up. And I do believe that there's awful confusion there with the road markings and the lines. There's far too much going on for people to bring in, especially people that are coming in on a once-off basis, maybe travelling through the county and stuff like that. If you're travelling day-to-day, surely you'll come up to speed with it. But there's been manoeuvring between lanes, and it's just another accident waiting to happen. So I think something needs to be done as a matter of urgency, and I welcome the fact now that the council is going to carry out another safety audit on it.
Now, the fact you've got the council involved, you've got Transport Infrastructure Ireland, TII, involved, you've got the contractor, and they're all speaking to each other. Sometimes you get the feeling that almost at times the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
Yeah, absolutely, Donald, but I think this time that we're bringing the two hands together. I'm making sure now that I make sure that the left hand and the right hand sit down and we talk about it, and we make sure and come up with a plan and resolve this issue before somebody else is seriously injured in this section of the road. And also, it's been brought to my attention that one business block there, the Starlight service station where it used to be, it is now a number of new businesses. They've been left completely out too and left behind. No turn-in lane left for them, nothing accounted for. You have to go all the way out and come whole way in from the Dry Arch roundabout to access their property coming from Letterkenny, and I think it's a disgrace. I've been working with the engineer again for the last 6 to 8 weeks on that, and nothing happening. I've been reassured now today that they're in late stages of negotiation and they're going to be an alternative put in place. But, you know, we need to act on it quicker. Businesses have suffered enough. They've been closed enough through lockdown. So we need to get people back open again and support them as much as we can.